One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Ah, onegashimasu, fellow podcasters, friends, and listeners. This story is actually a speech I gave a while back about what it means to be a modern-day samurai. I had Ray help me out get the microphone on. I'm a little short-handed at the moment. Good. Have you ever encountered an adversity or some kind of challenge that seemed overwhelming? Has anyone ever told you that one of your dreams was impossible or that you couldn't fulfill a dream? Have you ever thought that about yourself? I have. Sure. I've spent my whole life without two hands. Okay, and there's been a lot of challenges and a lot of adversity. And you might not think at first that it's actually a blessing or that there's a lot of great benefits about not having two hands, right? But I do get 50% off all manicures, right? That's a bonus. And this one's great. This, when I cuddle, like with my sweetie, and when we do deep cuddling, I never have that arm that gets tired or gets in the way or falls asleep, right? Yeah, I could cuddle forever. Okay, and that is priceless, right? That is just a beautiful benefit of not having two hands, right? But there have been challenges, and I do remember the first hardest thing I ever had to learn was how to tie my shoes, right? We forget how hard that is because we do it all the time, and nowadays their shoes, they just kind of stick on your feet. But when I was a kid, that was a very challenging thing. That was the first hardest thing I ever had to learn. Right. And then over a lifetime, there are other challenges that I deal with. Opening a jar of peanut butter to this day is still a challenge, right? That takes some work. I drive an manual car, right? So most of the time, I don't have any hands on the wheel, right? And then, yeah, that's a challenge for me. All cars are different. Sticks are in funny places. But not only is driving with one hand a challenge for me, it's also a challenge for you guys, right? Yeah, I mean, when was the last time you saw somebody signal like this, right? Yeah, so I've been through a lot. And then one of the things that I deal with the most, especially in my childhood, is that people typically have always told me all the things I could never do and never be, right? A lot of projection. And that is hard for anyone of any age, anywhere in life. However, for children, that is not a good idea. And I remember my basketball coach when I was in the seventh grade, right? My basketball coach. I'm a little small, but I try hard. Right? He said, Alejandro, if you had two hands, you'd be a superstar. You know, and I just, and I looked right, I think I was in the seventh or eighth grade. I looked right at him and I said, well, I'm never going to have two hands. Does that mean I'm never going to be a superstar? Right? He's just standing there looping in his thought. And I walked home. Right? And then I remember walking home. I made the decision that day never to let what other people think about me determine who I am. Right? I'm never going to let what other people believe about me or what other people's projections about themselves are come to me. Because typically that's what happens when people say things like, oh, you can never do that. That's because they cannot. And they want to project it on me. So it takes a little bit of work, right? And over a lifetime of challenges, one of the things that I've learned is a way to overcome that. And that is simply to live as a modern day samurai. Right? Because as a modern day samurai, these three simple aspects, they have helped me turn my life, being born with what may seem like an incredible disability, into someone who lives with absolute ability, someone who lives with absolute power. Right? And the characteristics are very simple, the life of samurai. And that is simply clarity, courage, and compassion. Okay? Now, before I get to that, I just want to talk a little bit about samurai or kung fu people, Shaolin monks. How about ninjas, right? I mean, do you guys know much about samurai? Anyone? Okay? Does anyone know the difference between a samurai and a ninja? I ask this question because ninjas are real popular right now. There's ninjaburger.com, there's pirates and ninjas, okay? There's ninjas are everywhere. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you'll see them on Halloween. Okay? So I have a little something. I have a BSU colored hat that my mother knitted. Okay? If anyone can tell me the basic difference between a ninja and a samurai. Oh, I know you know. It's okay, I won't cut your hand off if you don't know. Anyone?
You can see a samurai.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Yeah, okay. Anyone? The hat's going? Guess.
The samurais are peaceful, and ninjas are violent.
Bad, yeah! Give it up for this lady! Give this girl a hand! Right? There you go. Yeah, basically, ninjas are assassins. They get paid to do bad things. And then all their training is dark, like Darth Vader, right? Everything they do is bad. Why they're so popular right now, I don't know. Where on the other end, samurai do the right thing at no cost. They live by honor, they live by code, they live by respect, they live by the 10 things Coach V had mentioned, right? But we get lost in that. You know, in kids, like in my martial arts school, kids are like, oh, sensei, this year I'm going to be a ninja. I'm like, ugh. Haven't you been paying attention all year? You got to be good, right? You got to be a Jedi. You got to be a samurai. But they want to be cool. They want to be ninja. Okay? So once I went to this secondhand store to pick up some swords for a performance. I'm also in a vaudeville troupe. Okay? So I went in. I was like, oh, I want to get some swords. And the guy brought me these swords. They looked like samurai swords. So they're shaped like samurai swords. But on the outside, they look like Chinese things. Right, and the guy was so excited when he brought me these swords. There were three of them. It's already odd. He's like, yeah, they're Chinese samurai swords. Right? Yeah. And on the inside, I'm like, there's no such thing as a Chinese samurai. Right? I mean, samurai come from Japan. Okay? And even the swords are totally different. Right? I mean, I live as a full-time martial artist. I live in my school. Right? A Chinese sword is straight, and it's held with one hand. So you see him fighting like this. It's designed for stabbing. But a samurai sword is arced. You hold it with two hands. Why I'm into samurai, I don't know, right? But it's made for cutting. It's a totally different fighting style. You know, and I bring that up because it's important. You have to be clear. That is the first aspect, clarity, right? Because if you're not clear, how can you find where you want to go? How do you know what your goals are? You must be clear about your goals. You must be clear about the process of your goals. Okay, you must have clarity because when you are clear, all your decisions are easy. Right? Because it's clearly the right choice. Right? Now, when I wanted to ride my bicycle from Seattle to Chicago, I have to have clarity. I got to know, well, where am I going to start? Where am I going to finish? I have to know the process. I have to acquire knowledge. Knowledge is a great quality of clarity. And then, of course, diligence. Like, I have to be diligent. I can't just sit around, drink beer all day, think, God, I can't wait to ride my bicycle across the country. Right? Like, you got to get after it and take it from a guy without two hands. If you don't try hard. If you're not diligent at the things that you want, I say you're never going to get them. Okay? So yeah, that takes work. I play, well, more musical instruments than I have on this hand. Right? That takes a lot of knowledge, and that takes a lot of diligence. Okay, and riding my bicycle across the country takes that, but it also takes another quality, the second aspect, courage. Right? It takes courage to leave my job, leave my home, go on the road by myself. Right? That takes a little bit of courage. Okay? There's a lot of danger out there. Right? But I overcame that, and I acquired that dream. I actually rode my bicycle from Seattle to Chicago by myself. Right? And then there's compassion. Right? Do I care enough to fulfill my dreams? I mean, do I care enough to share my dreams? Right? I have three black belts. Right, Kaju Kenpo Karate, Dan Zanru Jiu-Jitsu. I'm a third degree black belt in Aikido, and I know more Kung Fu than a lot of Shaolin monks. That takes a lot of discipline, right? And that takes courage to show up in a dojo looking like me. It takes a lot of courage to show up anywhere like this, you know? Right, especially the beach, but I'm just like, ah! Yeah, so it's a challenge, but it's worth it. If you have clarity, if you have courage, and then compassion, do you care enough about the things that you want? You know, when I'm teaching little children, because they're so cute in their little uniforms, you know, what it means to be modern day samurai, yeah, that takes compassion. Am I kind enough? Do I care enough? Am I generous enough with my knowledge, with my spirit, to actually make a difference in their life? You know, those are deep qualities. Those three qualities have helped me overcome what may seem like an incredible adversity or disability. But I can stand here and tell you it's great, it's a blessing. I mean, I do get 50% off all manicures, right? I'll never get drafted to war, right? Yeah, there's all these just great benefits about not having two hands. You know, one of them is that I get to stand here and just tell you that you don't need two hands to do anything, right? And I remember, you know, tying shoes, that was an interesting thing. How long it took, how hard it was, how much kids laughed at me, right? But to this day, I still wear shoes that tie, even though I have a lot of other options, because I learned something from that, okay? I learned that though this is hard right now, if I can overcome it, it's actually a blessing. And now I wear shoes with laces on purpose, because when I go down to tie my shoes, kids come running, right? Because they're like, man, I can't, this is so hard. I got to see this guy do it, right? And then when they see me tie my shoes, instantly they are inspired. Instantly they believe they can do more, right? And all I got to do is go down and tie my shoes. It's great. But if I do something crazy like play all these weird musical instruments or ride my bicycle across the country, then it's even more deep. It's even more special. So I ask you, you know, when you leave here, when you're driving home, you know, when you go back to work, when you go home and you're talking to your children, right? When you're cuddling with your sweetheart, yeah, ask yourself, you know, am I clear enough? Right? Am I strong enough? And do I care enough to make a difference? Thank you. Oh yeah, thanks, I need a hand. Right?
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.